If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Comedian Alonzo Bowden, winner of Last Comic Standing, joins us live. Hello, Alonzo.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm
great.
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, I go to questioning every time you're in. You know how it is. Handsome hunk of comedy meet you.
Oh, thank you.
I was glad you had the same reaction we all did to this forum. I still can't get over it. I mean, Matt Lauer blows chunks.
Man, somewhere, I think that Sarah Palin's like, why didn't I get him? Why didn't I
exactly.
get him? Why do I have to get Katie?
Exactly.
Matt would have been, what do you read? She said, nothing. Matt would have been, okay.
All right. That's
good.
Fantastic.
That's good.
That's terrific.
Might I recommend a pamphlet?
Yeah. I mean, I still cannot get over the fact that they're in a veterans forum, and he has four major veterans controversies. He doesn't bring up one of them.
Not one of them.
Yeah, and, but the emails. Got to go over that again.
Well, I don't even know. At this point, I've called it a reality show from the beginning, but it's like now they're not trying to eliminate contestants. You know, they're like, right. Can we help you to the next round? So
can we continue to grade you on a curb? I'm glad it's not just us. Where is this morning? Matt Lauer feels storm of criticism over Clinton-Trump forum. The consensus after New Word, not kind. Mr. Lauer found himself besieged on Wednesday by critics of all political stripes. Interesting.
Yeah.
Who accused the anchor of unfairness, sloppiness, and even sexism. When an Army veteran in the audience asked Mrs. Clinton to describe her plan to defeat ISIS, Mr. Lauer interjected before the candidate could begin her reply. As briefly as you can, he said. One of several moments where the anchor spoke over Mrs. Clinton, which he didn't, as they were saying, not once to Trump. Drawing particular ire was the moment when Mr. Trump asserted with his usual confidence, I was totally against the war in Iraq. Mr. Lauer left the assertion unchallenged, zipping along to his next question. How in the hell does Lauer not fact-check Trump lying about Iraq? This is embarrassingly bad, wrote one political strategist. Mm-hmm. Glenn Kessler, the fact-checker at Washington Post, posted a link to NBC's check of Mr. Trump's claim and wrote, Matt Lauer should have been prepared to do this. Lauer interrupted Clinton's answers repeatedly to move on, not once for Trump, said Norm Ornstein, another political commentator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even Brian Wilson was sitting there like, you should have lied.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's the campaign, right? It's part of the show. And Trump, it's almost like Trump has him hypnotized, like he has some kind of power over the media, where it's like, you will not challenge me, no matter.
I was totally against the war in Iraq. Okay, Matt Lauer's like, okay, moving on.
Yeah, it's anything he says. Even when he says nothing, which sometimes his answers are funny, like.
Right.
It's just a series of words, and you're just like, that made no sense at all.
Right. Like,
but they don't stop him.
Has happened something? What? Something has to be happened? He actually said something has to be happened.
Yeah.
Which I think
But something has to be happened.
Something has to be happened. I think we all can agree on that.
I think so. That's how else are we going to make America great again?
Right.
And something
hasn't happened.
Right. Exactly. Let's go to Jeff in Columbus. You're on with Alonzo. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I like last night he admitted he would commit a war crime by taking the oil.
Right.
You're supposed to go to Vickers.
Yeah, Matt didn't fact check that either. Like, yeah, that would be illegal.
Like, he's just like his buddy Putin. Go into a country, take everything they have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That sounds fair. Yeah. Next question. Right.
I honestly wonder.
Even the Bush administration war criminals that they are were smart enough not to say we did it for the oil.
You don't
we
say
should
it
take
out
the oil,
loud.
Right?
But I wonder if he was commander in chief, how much of the military would just say, "No, mm-hmm. we're not listening
no,
to you.
That's illegal. No, illegal." Yeah, we were saying because they were talking about his strategy meetings, and I assume it's like a boardroom of people going, "No, stupid, illegal, no, unconstitutional, no, immoral."
Either that or
what else you got?
Went to The Hague.
What else you got?
Might be a group of people just saying, you going to tell him? No, you
no,
tell him.
You going to
tell him?
I'm not going to tell him.
Why don't you
tell
him?
I'm
tell
him.
Anyway, we're also talking about, am I going to say his name wrong because I'm not a sports person?
Kaepernick.
Yeah, we were saying he had a great tweet, right?
Yes, he had a great tweet. He said that he wishes people were as upset about police brutality as they are upset about him protesting it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And
right.
And he's right. I mean, I admire him for what he's doing, and I admire the NFL for letting him do it.
Right.
Because a lot of times sports leagues do not like if a player does anything outside of sports, they just come down on him like a ton of bricks and shut him up or fine him or whatever. And they're like, hey, this is his choice. And if he wants to do it, he can take the heat.
Well, as you say in one of your great stand-up bits, it's good that the wife beaters and the dog killers and stuff were not too offended by him kneeling.
That's right. That's right. They seem to be okay with it.
Yeah, I was saying someone had a great tweet about, why can't black people protest peacefully? Man kneels at a football game. Traitor!
That's right. I love the fact that they burn his jersey. Like, to them, like, burning the flag is the worst thing in the world. So what are we going to do to him? Burn the jersey. It really is a disconnect. It's just a hilarious disconnect from reality. But hey, good for him for doing it. And he's getting some support. And you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love this question from O'Reilly to Donald Trump. O'Reilly said, do you think your birther position has hurt you among African Americans? Trump said, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even talk about it anymore, Bill. I guess with maybe some. I don't know why. I really don't know why. But I don't.
Well, you know, he's going to have 95% of us in 2020.
Right.
You know,
right.
When he goes
for
re-election.
Term.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
yeah. Right term. Now, right now, it's 0.8%.
Right.
Which is basically Ben Carson and the lying pastor. He's got those two. But
the sweaty lying pastor.
But we're all about to get on board. I think we get free tuition
didn't enjoy
at
the
Trump
outreach?
University.
I thought it was a spectacular outreach. Look at you losers. Got no jobs, got no houses, you got nothing. What do you got to lose?
Another great tweet, George Wallace. He tweeted when Trump said all black people live in poverty. He said, I wanted to talk to Trump about it, but I didn't know which of my houses to invite him to.
Dawn in West Virginia, you're on with Alonzo and Company. Hello, Dawn.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
And I got really steamed actually last night when we were listening to the forum.
Whatever.
My husband was screaming, and I kept trying to tell him to calm down because he's just gone through esophageal cancer surgery at the VA in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And today he's at the VA in Clarksburg for follow-up with his general practitioner, and he's done radiation and chemo, and they're putting him back through another chemo. And all of this at no cost, and his company that he was working for, they only have to keep him on for 90 days when he's sick. So they fired him, which, of course, was the end of his other insurance.
Right.
So the VA, and they pick him up disabled American veterans bring a van out and pick us up in the middle of nowhere, West Virginia,
right,
and drive him to his appointments.
Right.
And we should think this is a bad system. Why?
Yeah, or a corrupt enterprise, as Trump calls it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. He basically insulted all the sitting generals. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They're all just, yeah, I do know more than them, dummies. They're Obama dummies. They're rubble. They're nothing. I'm going to get all new ones.
Get all new ones. I love that. Where do you get new ones?
I'll buy some new ones at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Let's go to Robert in Baltimore. You're on with Alonzo. Hello, Robert.
What makes me angry about Matt Lauer is that we don't have any journalism anymore. Edwin Newman or Murrow or Cronkite would have not let any of that stuff go by. I mean, you remember the last guy who campaigned that he had a secret plan? I remember Nixon in 68?
Yes.
And you remember how that secret plan panned out?
Right. Yeah, he has a secret ISIS plan that he's not gonna tell us.
Well, that's because he doesn't know it.
No.
You know, it's secret from him as well.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
that's how secret it is.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It just and that even that had no coherence to it. He's going to give the generals 30 days, presumably the rubbly loser generals 30 days, right, to get a plan. But he already has a plan, so he may use parts of their plans or whatever. But something has to happen.
Sorry, you know who had a great secret plan? Barack Obama, back when he started ISIS, because none of us knew he was doing that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a guy who could keep a secret.
Yeah.
He actually got people to believe he was born in
Hawaii. No, my plan is I'm going to shoot Bin Laden in the eye and kill him while I'm making Donald Trump jokes at the White House correspondents' dinner. What do you think of that? Bam. Now it's not a secret anymore. Did you see this? Bill Cosby.
You see?
I know. I meant to do this yesterday when you and Carlos could do your dueling Cosbys.
Right. What's a Cuban?
His lawyers say he's the victim of racial bias. That's fantastic.
Right.
Well, I guess they had to they had to throw in something. You know, I don't know at this point, like, I don't know how you surrender at this point, but that would be the best move to just say, okay, what, you know.
Right.
What do you do? Because I honestly, I don't know what is the penalty. Like, what are they going to do to him at this point in his, what is he, is he 80 yet? He's 79 or something like that?
I don't know.
So I don't even know what they do, what the penalty is going to be, or
whatever.
I love this.
They brought the police brutality thing into it, because for Mr. Cosby, this is a version of the shoot now, ask questions later approach to judicial justice that you're seeing in the streets, said his defense lawyer. Okay.
And the really good lawyer he had, she quit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She left. So
they took
these
particular aim at my friend. Gloria Allred. They said the time has come to shine a spotlight on the trampling of Mr. Cosby's civil rights. Her campaign about Mr. Cosby builds on racial bias and prejudice that can pollute the court of public opinion. She's a civil rights attorney. She's fought for civil rights in her entire life. But it's his civil rights that, okay. All right. I just was hoping that Jim would do his Bill Cosby. That's the only reason I brought that up, Jim. Because you see, as long as you save Jell-O Pudding Pop, I'm happy.
And 10,000 blue cookies under the table.
Or that's fine, too.
Hello.